Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. With the help of ample public incentives, skilled manufacturing workers, and ready materials, a solar energy manufacturing center is quickly springing up in the United States Midwest to meet the growing global demand for clean energy, reported Keith Schneider in the New York Times recently. Schneider counts 7 new solar component factories underway or operating in Michigan, with another 4 in Ohio. It makes sense, actually. The Midwest has always been a manufacturing center and is now full of under or unemployed, highly skilled manufacturing workers, as well as shuttered factories close to transport networks, ready to be converted into factories for the growing clean energy industry. Demand is growing so fast that it's challenging to invest quickly enough to keep up with it, DuPont Director John Odom notes. DuPont received millions in federal manufacturing tax incentives from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009 and millions more in Ohio State aid. National Public Radio senior business editor Marilyn Giewax noted recently that the clean energy sector was one of the few fields that showed promising financial growth in 2011. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.